Ladies and gentlemen, damas y caballeros, welcome to Siempre Pa'lante. Pa'lante. Siempre Pa'lante.
Bienvenido, mi gente. Welcome to Siempre Pa'lante, Always Forward. I'm your host, Hirado Luis Alvarez. Gracias for listening. In this episode, our guest's humble beginnings go back to the Upper West Side of Manhattan with roots in La República Dominicana. Familia y Amor mixed with She Se Puede makes this Afro-Latina the poderista she is today. She brings flavor, adding sazón to every conversation she's part of. Heartwork is what she does by paying it forward to the Latino community. If there is a resource that can help someone, you better believe our guest will connect them to it. Please welcome VP of Audience Strategy at AARP, Yvette Peña. We're going to get right into it. And for all the millions of listeners, we want to know, who is Yvette Peña?
I love that question. So Yvette Peña has many titles. Yo soy hija, I'm a sister, I'm a niece, I'm a titi, I'm a godmother to 10 children, and a proud Afro-Latina from New York City that has deep ancestral roots in the Caribbean. I'm the daughter of immigrants, of fierce poderosas. I'm strengthened by family, especially the Peña sisters. That's what I call my mom y mis tías, who immigrated from the Dominican Republic to the United States to give us a better chance to conquer that American dream. I feel that I am a strong part of this lineage of women. I can't talk about myself without talking about my ancestors because their legacy lives in me. I feel a need to pay forward because of all of their sacrifices, always being there for my gente. That's the best gift that the Peña sisters have given me, the need to give back. So I'm grateful to be able to fulfill this passion and carry on their legacy as part of my job at AARP and all my volunteer activities. So all of this legacy, all of the history makes me who I am, Yvette Peña.
Wow. You have given me so much gold and platinum to work with right now. I'm super excited. I cannot wait to get into it and peel back those layers. Like I always say, let's peel back that onion. Start cooking with a little bit more sazón. You mentioned AARP. So tell me a little bit about AARP and what you currently do for them.
So I'll start with what I do for AARP, I call heart work. So AARP is a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization, unlike any other. We care for the community and we help people to choose how they live as they age. And if you think about it, we all have birthdays, right? And every year we get older. And that's beautiful, but you have to prepare for this aging process. So AARP provides information, resources, and tools to help people age with more salud, dinero, y amor. Because we know that with those three pillars, to really be grounded in those, it's hard to enjoy life. And our motto, the motto of our founder, is to serve and not to be served. And we lead all of these efforts that help people achieve lifetime financial security, long-term care, affordable health care, appropriate housing. Think about how many of us are caregivers and don't even know it. And my favorite part about my job as the Vice President of Audience Strategy is being able to give these resources to our communities and beyond, to reach them nationwide, because we have offices in every state, Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. And so one of the things that I'm very proud of is that the work that I lead and my colleagues here, we really make sure that we talk to multi-generational families like mine so that we have access to all that we offer, regardless of their location, their age, their race, their gender, or their status. So no matter what phase in life you're in, AARP has something for you, something to help yourself plan, to help your mom in the house, to help your abuelita, your abuelito. So that's what I do every day. That's why I call it heart work. It's like, what can I do in my role to help get this information out to la comunidad?
Sharing with us a little bit about who you are, there's that strong connection with what you do at AARP. And I see it with legacy and paying it forward and taking care of our elders, our loved ones, but also the legacy, paying it forward. I'm sure there's so many instances of things and highlights of your job and what you enjoy most, but is there something that stands out most about what you truly enjoy about your job? There's many things you do, but what do you enjoy most about it?
La conexión, the connection with the people, because we write to them. We do so much research at AARP and we have so much data that we hear people. It's like, I'm looking at you and we hear you. We know what makes you tick. We know the areas that you need information and we know that not everybody speaks English. We know that there's multi-generational people in the household. So in the work I do, we're able to tailor in Espanol. We go to where people are. Where are nuestra gente? They're online. They're on Facebook. They're on Instagram. So we go to where they are. We understand that we know las cosas culturales. We try to build content que es cultural. So what I enjoy is the connection, the true relevant connection that I'm able to make with people at different phases of their lives, different ages. We also work with influencers. Why? Because if there's a millennial in the household, I can almost guarantee you that's the person making a decision how to care for abuelito and abuelito, how to save, how to get information, how to show them the websites on the tablet, right? How to teach them. Mira, vi esto en la tableta. Mira este programa en Facebook that maybe AARP is doing, where we have someone like El Puma, right, who's legendary, talking about amor, talking about caregiving, talking about his health. And that helps to make the connection. So la conexión que yo hago is the heart work. That's really what I feel so good about waking up every day and coming into my office or working remote or going to an event. That connection that I'm able to afford to people gratis, ¿verdad? Porque es información that we have on the website. It's information that we can put out through a pamphlet. It's information that we can put out on Facebook. So that connection that I make that impacts a life. If in my job, I'm able to impact one life, I have done my job.
Amen. You made me think about me being a son of Cuban immigrants and how my sister, Tata, who was the person at 12, 13 years old, translate the mortgage information for my parents to get their first house. It really stands out when you said that, because that's so important, making those connections so that people understand the resources they have available to them. They too can move forward. We want our people to always move forward. And with the growing population, more than 62 million Hispanic Latinos in the U.S., I mean, it's going to continue to grow. And you are godsend to our community because it's very important. So with all this work, I'm sure there's some highlights, and this might be a tough question because maybe you can share one highlight that stands out, maybe a few highlights.
Sure. Well, I can tell you of a very recent one. I was just at a conference in Chicago, USHLI. It was very special to me because the main demographic of the attendees were 18 to 24. The work that I do touches the multi-generational aspect of life, of our cultura. When I feel that I connect with young people, they are the ones that are going to be taking care of me, the ones that are going to advocate for me. Right now, we do a lot of advocacy at AARP. A lot of the work I do is based on advocacy and issue areas. But when I'm able to go somewhere and impact and talk to these younger adults that are hungry, it's one of the biggest highlights for me. And I was on an Afro-Latino panel where we spoke about issues that we go through as Black men and women in the United States. It's where I put on my diversity, equity, and inclusion hat, because we not only spoke about our experiences, but we told them how we overcame them. And I feel that that's what's important. Don't complain, 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 But what is that action item that could help them in their lives? And we know that this world is not perfect right now, and there's a lot of things going on. But if we as adults and professionals, a panel that I was on with so many wonderful people, Peggy Carrera from FedEx, Sid Wilson from ACID, Marco Davis from CHCI, and we grounded ourselves and we put it all out there and really informed them on ways that they can overcome discrimination and ways that they can make change and create. That to me really stood out because we brought our authentic selves to that stage and we made connections. We almost had a full house. And when the panel finished, we could not exit the room. We were actually asked to take it outside. There was another panel coming because these young adults were hungry and they wanted information. They were asking, how did you do it? Where do you talk? Are there any things that we should be learning? And so when I'm able to help authentically because of my experience, because of my position, that brings happiness and joy to me. And I know that I'm also doing something good. So I talked about paying it forward. That was a total pay it forward because that was something that I did out of my time. We don't get compensated for it, but I knew that it would not impact one life, but many lives.
You mentioned the audience, captivating that audience and helping them understand to bridge the gap and then to bring it back. But also more importantly, representation and the Afro-Latino community and seeing you as a moderator. I'm sure that inspired many people at the conference. So shout out to Ushli, Dr. Juan Andrade for all the amazing work that he's doing, more than 40 years. Not only that, but just at Ushli, but his legacy. If people don't know about who Dr. Juan Andrade is, Google him.
Another thing that I'm very proud of, a moment, is that at AARP, we partner with so many other organizations to help amplify this work under Salud, Dinero y Amor, how we advocate for the 50 plus. And so just like Ushli, we partner with other organizations like Unidos US, the Hispanic Federation, Hispanic Heritage Foundation, you know, with Poderistas. We try to find organizations that have similar missions to AARP. We come together and we do panels, we do videos, and we do podcasts, and we do webinars to be able to join forces because unido está la fuerza, right? So two powerhouses coming together to help the community, whether it's on financial resilience, whether it's on giving caregiving resources. And then what we also do, another proud thing, is that AARP has so many resources. From our websites, AARP.org, AARP.org/en español, we bring that everywhere that we go because I cannot go to a panel. I cannot sit somewhere without telling somebody where to go. If we're talking about caregiving, AARP.org/caregiving, AARP.org/cuidar. It's important to give people information and put them at their fingertips. A lot of times people don't know where to go. If you don't identify as a caregiver, if I'm giving a speech and one of my colleagues is giving a speech, tell them where to go. Having a QR code, very, very hip and hot right now, but it's so simple because we live on our phones. So making sure that we have the right partnerships, near and dear to my heart, we are very, very intentional with who we partner with, especially for the Hispanic work that I do. And also very, very intentional to tell people where to go. Everyone has a tablet. Everyone has a laptop. Everyone has a phone. And we know the Latinos over-index on mobile phones, right? And so we make sure to be intentional. And then everywhere I go that I just give information. I have so much information in this head of mine that sometimes I forget. We're able to share that and give it out. So that to me is also proud because I'm not charging anybody for information. We're giving them information. Come to our website, our local communities. I mentioned we're in the 50 states, West Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico. What happens there is they do work in the community. advocacy isn't just from Washington, D.C. We do this advocacy. We do these community groups en la comunidad, en español, as needed by the community. So those are the proud moments. When I call it heart work, those are the proud moments that no matter where we are, where we can be, nos encuentran con información, nos encuentran doing something fun, doing a movies for grownups, learning about AARP, learning how to do things in your community. And then another proud thing too is the volunteering. I would not be here right now without the work of our volunteers. They are the voices that are out there. And one thing that I always talk about when I'm with people or on a panel or somewhere on a stage, the power of volunteering. The way you pay it forward is to help people in tu comunidad. And that's one of the big things that we do at AARP, you know, the volunteers that we have, because we cannot do it alone. The power of volunteering, and that's really how you become active in your community. And if you want to be the change that you want to see, you need to be a part of it. You can't just say, oh, the elected officials are going to do it. En tu comunidad, advocating, talking to your aldermen, talking to your representatives on what it is you need to see, what things can help tu comunidad, tu familia, your school district. And so power of volunteering, super important, and it's really at the heart of what we do at AARP.
Did you know, sabías que, taking care of your abuelitos, tíos, tías, and parents makes you a caregiver? AARP provides tips, tools, and resources to help you care for a loved one. For more info, check out aarp.org/caregiving and aarp.org/cuidar for Español. Tell them Hidalgo sent you. Now back to the show.
People, I think, forget how important that is to get involved at the local level, to attend council meetings in your community. And when you do, bring up resources like AARP and talk about it and spread the good word. Let's give a big Palante shout out to all the volunteers, all the employees at AARP. We see you. We love you. Thank you and showing love. Eso se puede hacer de gratis, and it doesn't cost anything, and people love it when they get that little plug, right? So why not? So salud, dinero y amor. You're so passionate about what you do, but there's roots. There's those humble beginnings. So share with the listeners a little bit about your family growing up. What was it like? Your traditions, favorite food, la música, los refranes de abuelito, abuelita. We really want to know a little bit more about this because this is what helped shape Ibe Peña.
Well, this is one of my favorite topics to talk about, mi familia. I come from a very big family. On my maternal side, I have 6 tías. There's 6 sisters. One of them is my mom and 2 uncles. My 2 uncles have passed and 2 of my tías have passed. The tías, the 6 of the sisters, emigrated from the Dominican Republic to New York City to give us that better life. In the Dominican Republic, they were entrepreneurs because my uncle and my grandmother that have passed, they owned una fábrica de kepis, a hat factory in the Dominican Republic. And that factory was in the back of our house. And so my mom and her sisters and brothers grew up with all the military in their house, the police force, because that's what they would do those hats for the military, the police force. And so they were entrepreneurs. So I think that business side, that entrepreneur side is really in my blood. And most of my aunts were educators in the Dominican Republic. And so education was a big part of what they preached. When they came to New York City, they knew very little English when they came, but they had to make ends meet. And most of them worked in factories. They had long shifts to cover their expenses. You know, they had all the kids in Catholic school because where I grew up on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, it wasn't a good neighborhood. And the schools back then weren't as good as they could have been. And so all of the monies, they saved the pennies and all the kids went to Catholic school, which I just beyond grateful to, especially my mom. And she was a single mom. My parents got divorced when I was about 7 years old. And so she had to go out. She was a housewife and worked two jobs, sometimes three. And we were latchkey kids. When that door closed, lock number one, number two, number three, number four, and the police lock. If you lived in an apartment in New York, you know what I mean. When we got home from school, my mom was still working, but she would leave our food on the stove in the little Pyrex for us to heat up. I mean, she was just an incredible woman. Despite all of these challenges, all of these women got their kids through school. Most of them were single women, single moms. And I was probably the first of my cousins, first gen, to graduate from college with a degree in business administration, specializing in international marketing. And I believe that this business sense came from my roots, you know, my ancestors having that entrepreneurial spirit. That entrepreneurial spirit passed on by my abuelitos also, you know, was passed on to my mother. My mother worked all of these jobs, and one of her jobs was at a Cuban bakery, Las Tres Estrellas Bakery, on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, 101st in Amsterdam. And she was able to save her money and buy that bakery. And so for 20 years, my mother, immigrant from the Dominican Republic, single mom of two, owned that bakery. She wasn't a baker. She wasn't a chef. She ran the bakery. She perfected all of the recipes. To me, she was that example of si se puede, because she had all of these obstacles, yet she did it. And then with all of this happening, you know, it took a village. She worked very, very long hours. And so mis tías were the ones that took my brother and I to our dentist appointment, to our doctor's appointments. It took a village to raise us because she worked many jobs. And then she owned a bakery and, you know, her life was the bakery. And so from that, I really learned the value of family, of familia. Our family would gather all the time. My family was so big that we didn't need a reason to gather. Someone got an A on the test. Let's gather. Se le cayó el diente a la sobrina. Let's gather. Es el sábado. Vamos a reunirnos. We would play merengue y pastelitos de carne, pollo guisado, pernil. Mommy would bring the sweets from the bakery. We'd have my tía Mercedes' famous flan. But I would say the main ingredient of mi familia, of the gatherings, was amor. Love was always the main course. And it's really what kept us together. My family would always say we were very close-knit. And I've mentioned a couple of times, the Upper West Side back then wasn't a very good neighborhood. Our parents would try to keep us safe. All the cousins, you know, we were first friends, always together, would always tell us, dime con quien andas y te diré quien eres. Because our block was filled with drugs, crime, and gangs. It really wasn't safe for little kids to go out and play. But my mom cultivated that value of family and encouraged us all to always be together. And us playing together, being together, kept us away from all the vices that surrounded us. You know, so my family is my circle. My family is my safe place. And they are my motivation to leave a positive impact on this earth. My thing is to leave this earth where I work, where I'm at, a better place than how I found it.
Hearing about your mommy, big shout out to mommy. Gracias. We love you, mommy. Thank you for raising such an amazing woman. Yvette, what you do now is so amazing. She was a key mentor. And I can hear that in some of the things you shared. So now with all these things you're learning and she's being that key mentor, and there comes a point in time in life we face adversity and it comes in different forms. And throughout life, we are faced with challenges. Was there a moment that you can share that really tested you, but you had this great upbringing, this family, this amor being there for you? So can you share about a moment that proved to be so useful and helped you overcome?
One of the things that also came through being with my family is ethics, integrity, and really standing up for ourselves. As I mentioned, you know, we had a lot of dangers around us, but my mom always said, have that voice. and stand up for yourself. And when you see something or you feel uncomfortable, you don't have to take it. You bring it up. So to this point, when I was working at Sears in Illinois, I kind of faced reverse ageism because I was one of the youngest employees on my team. And one of my coworkers kept referring to me as kid and really diminished me as a person, as an executive, as a woman, despite that fact that I had the experience and I was a college graduate. So I talked to my mentors about the situation and they all told me that you have to address it. You don't sweep it under the rug. Don't let it escalate because it bothers you. If you're coming to us, you're telling us about it, it bothers you. And it's exactly what I did. I went to my immediate supervisor and I showed him that through my work, I deserve to be treated with respect and equality. I told him I wanted to address my coworker. And he said, I feel that that's a really good way to do it. But I just went in and did a check-in. I went to him and I told him. I said, look, you can call me Yvette. You can call me Miss Santana. That was my maiden name back then. But I don't appreciate you calling me kid. You know, I'm doing the work just like you did. I'm bringing new perspectives. And I'm here to work with you and work together. I think that I shocked him. He was not expecting that. He did not see it coming. But you know what? I am so glad that I spoke up because it showed me that lesson of my tías and mami to stand up for yourself. Even though it may make you feel uncomfortable, it's more uncomfortable not to say anything and to keep hearing this than not to stand up for yourself. So that's one that really bothered me, and it happened very, very early on in my corporate career. But I had the little voice of mis tías y mami, habla, stand up. But I did it with poise. I did it with integrity. I did it strategically. I let my immediate manager know that I was feeling this way. I was going to address it. And I think that I also won his respect, my manager's respect, because he saw, wow, she's seeing something, she's standing up, and she's using her voice.
Mi gente, when you get a chance, take it a step further after you listen. Help support Siempre Pa'lante by making a donation. This helps keep the lights on and, more importantly, brings you more cultural content and live events. Instead of buying that cafecito or fresh bagel, visit linktree.com/sp.alwaysforward. linktr.ee/sp.alwaysforward. Or go to the show notes for more info. Gracias.
Big shout out to you for doing that because it builds more confidence to do more. These moments make us better, make us stronger. You're presented with this challenge and you handled it with grace and you were able to address it. And I'm sure the respect level shot through the roof after that conversation. And it really showed people like, look, I'm here to do great work, but you got to respect me.
Absolutely. You know what? When you know where you come from, that's why it's so important to know where you came from, to know the struggles of your ancestors, the struggles of your family, the language barriers. And that's why I use my voice, because, you know, being bilingual is a superpower, right? I was a translator at 6 years old. I would go to the doctor's appointments with my mom, and my brother and I were the translators for the doctor. When I was at the bakery, my mom still didn't know a lot of English. I was the one doing the translations when the lease was up, when she had issues with orders. When I was helping her do the books, it was my English. And so these are things that you remember. You remember the adversity, all the things that you go through. And that's what gives you that power to use your voice. And to those listening, your power is golden. Always use it in a positive way. Take a breath. You don't have to be snippy. You take a breath and you come out and you kill them with kindness, but you use that voice. It's important.
It's important that our listeners understand this, that we all face adversity at one time or another. And how we overcome this adversity makes us a better person. And it's important to understand what you're dealing with, but also the people around you help you too.
This is Yvette Peña. Vice President of Audience Strategy for AARP. And you are listening to mi gran hermano, Hiraldo, con Siempre Pa'lante.
You mentioned paying it forward earlier and things you do when you move on. You know that that's very important to leave that in the legacy piece. So as we transition to the discussion about legacy, what does legacy mean to you? And what is your legacy?
Well, legacy for me is what you leave behind and what people remember about you when you leave a position, a role, and this earth. So leaving a positive impact is very important for me. That's why I live my life with integrity and ethics. I want to be remembered as a woman who worked to inspire positive change, but essentially as a woman with mucho amor and a desire to serve su gente, her people. I remember my mother always saying, haz el bien, y no mires a quien. And this helps me to also want to leave wherever I am at a better state. So I want to leave this earth, my job, everything that I do in a better place than how I found it.
Gracias, Yvette, for sharing your story. It's clear that hard work, connecting people to resources and opportunities stem from your upbringing. Familia from DR and Mommy She Se Puede mentality inspired you to become the leader you are today. Keep doing what you do, providing hope to our community. Te deseo lo mejor y más. To all my listeners, take it a step further supporting the show. Rate, review, follow, like, subscribe, and share. Goes a long way. Remember, you can find the show via Anchor.fm, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Check the show notes to learn more about Yvette Peña. Pa'lante shout-out goes to my editor, Santiago, guests, familia, and listeners. Gracias for your support. Keep tuning in and tell all your friends. Hasta la próxima. Pa'lante.